Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got an update on what they're calling a mass shooting at Dineen Park. 19 guns, 114 bullets. They're saying that this was a situation at Dineen Park that cost the life of Amiria. Her mother, Tanya Green, has been fighting for her daughter. She even called me to help out with the situation when it first took place. Her daughter was 17 years old. Amiria Wallace was killed in a mass shooting at Dineen Park on July 22nd, 2024. Her mother told WISN 12 she was getting back on track at school and trying to better herself. And they're still looking through this, trying to find out who did this. And Tanya Green has always been on my social media. She's been my Facebook friend for the longest. And when this happened with her daughter, she asked me to help out with the situation. And we're still trying to find. They're still investigating this. Once again, there were 19 guns involved and 114 bullets found. We got an update on the situation. We got video if you're watching live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Casings and evidence markers scattered across Dineen Park on the city's northwest side.
A gang shooting killed a 17-year-old girl in a violent confrontation last July. That murder case still unsolved, and a mother pushing for answers. And we now know more than 100 shots were fired from 19 different guns. Investigative reporter James Stratton giving us a rare inside look at the tool police are using to solve the crime and introducing us to the mother who won't stop fighting until police make an arrest.
Tanya Green wears a piece of her soul on her shirt.
Amiria was my heart. Amiria was my soul. And I stood behind Amiria no matter what.
She lost that piece just a few blocks away.
I was always there behind her every day, trying to make sure this didn't happen to her.
Her daughter, Amiria Wallace, shot and killed in a mass shooting at Dineen Park near 67th and Vienna on Milwaukee's northwest side.
Forever 17.
The forever 17-year-old, her mom says, was trying to get back on track in school and recently got a job at Pick and Save. She was picked up by two people she knew to head to a teen meetup. 12 News investigates obtained search warrants showing as many as 200 kids and teens at Dineen Park late last July. Records show the teens at the park fired 114 shots from 19 different guns. The gunfire struck 9 teens total, killing Wallace.
This was a gun battle between two feuding juvenile gangs.
That's correct.
Search warrants say some teens showed up to the park with ski masks, carrying rifles, pistols with drum magazines, carrying them openly.
Weapons of war. I mean, that's what they are, weapons of war.
Court records show a team of Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies are investigating the mass shooting. MCSO declined an interview. So far, prosecutors haven't charged anyone for the shooting, but three people have been arrested on other gun charges during the investigation. The Milwaukee Police Department is helping solve the crime.
Let me line something up here real quick.
Police bring each one of the 114 casings here downtown to photograph and study them. They're then put into the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, or NIBIN, a federal network run by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Each gun has a specific print. Scanning the backside of the casing allows police to understand the exact gun the bullet came from. connecting guns to different shootings.
Let's slide this in here.
Almost identical.
Same gun.
A search warrant states 10 of the guns fired at Tenine Park matched other shootings across Milwaukee. Some records show are connected to 5 and 6 other shootings each.
Is that common?
Over the past few years, it's become more common.
Police use the database to link guns to different crimes and eventually to shooters.
Every gun that's taken off the street, every violent offender that is doing prison time is one more day that they're not out committing crime.
Even after police match the gun, they need to figure out who pulled the trigger. In this case, they matched cell phone device data to connect those devices to other shootings. 15 cell phones matched Denine Park and other shootings connected by matching the gunfire. Records show 2 cell phones and 1 gun matched this shooting at 6th and MLK just 2 weeks prior. Here, someone shot 3 teens and 1 adult. Bullets pierced the window of a local barber shop.
Oh, wow. Mark here, here, and here.
Milwaukee police called Nyben a piece of the puzzle in solving gun crimes.
All right. That's it. Look, that's, hey, I'll say this. Where are these young people getting these guns? That's a lot of ammo. That's a lot of guns. That's a lot of bullets. Ain't got a pot to pee in, but they got these guns. You know what I mean? It's always been rumored that, you know, how the guns actually came into the community. But I'm going to tell you this. Like, you know, these guns, they bring in the guns. They got the guns and they going to war with themselves. Guns, 114 bullets, and a lot of the evidence is showing that some of these guns are linked to other shootings. And once again, this is why we have to try to teach and talk and have these conversations with our loved ones. We know which one of our loved ones out there that's causing a ruckus. Let's not act stupid about that. We know which one of our peoples are out here hanging with the wrong crowd. We didn't talk to them about that. Some of y'all didn't already talk to them. And thank you. Well, my granddaddy said, a hard head makes a soft buttocks. Not buttocks, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. My granddaddy used to tell me, like, only thing you can do is talk to somebody. So if y'all talk to them and gave them the warning, hey. See, we got to get ahead of a lot of this. And sometimes we see things and we got to say something. We got to talk to our loved ones. We got to talk to our friends. And sometimes you got to disassociate to make change. I had to disassociate from a lot of the people that was causing the negative energy around me. I had to disassociate. Sometimes you got to be like, I ain't with that mess. I'm out. I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm gone. Don't bring that around me. And if something happened and you doing all of this, don't even call me. Because I'm talking to you now while you free. I'm talking to you now where we can try to remedy some of this stuff. We got to just talk. We got to start expressing, not only talking, but sometimes you got to take a hard stance. You got to draw a line in the sand. And that's where I say, when we start making sure that people understand, when you look me in the eyeballs, I'm not with that. I'm not with it. I'm not going to support it. And y'all know which relatives walking around the house with the around the family with the pistol, and you know it ain't legal. You see it. Hey, you gotta say, hey, look, whatever you're doing out here in these streets, don't bring it my way. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't want nothing to do with it. It's on the road to nowhere. Sometimes people gotta hear that hard reality, that tough love. I told my son, don't ever disrespect the family. If you get out here and do something that I ain't teaching you, you're going to have to eat that. Don't call my number. Call the folks you're running with. But you're going to find out that they ain't going to even be around. They ain't going to even be around. So you might as well stay on the good side. You might as well stay on the side that's going to be around for you and work another angle to this. But what happens is folks get to running crazy. Folks, then we get to accepting it. We get to laughing and joking, and they get to acting crazy and posting on social media, and everybody think it's funny till a tragedy happens, till something real go down. Now they want the family to scrape up all the money that we using to live for some negativity. Now the money going in the negative. Because the person was hanging around negative people, now you're putting your money together to bail out where you could have been using that money to do something positive. Now you got the money and it's going to the negative. Trying to fight against negative energy. Trying to find a way to find some positive out of some negative. And I've seen it. We all do it. But we got to learn how to do better. We got to understand that we got to pre-package our conversation with the young people. We got to learn to tell them, this is what we're doing, we not doing that, and we not going over there. Because that's what I told my son, I tell my children, don't ever get out here and do something I don't teach you. Because if you do, if you got one phone call and you did something that I don't do, don't ever call me. And it's got to be like that. Now, as long as you out here fighting for what's right, you can call me at 3 in the morning. I'm going to hop out of bed. Call me at 3 in the morning. I'm coming. But if you out here and you want to be a part of what's wrong and you hanging out with people that don't care about they self, much less anybody else, and you get out there in that traffic and you think that's cool, let them people help you. Hey, sometimes you got to get tough on what they say. You got to get tough on them. My granddaddy used to tell me this one thing that my granddaddy told me. And I stopped going to school in the seventh grade. But my granddaddy told me this. He looked me in the face. He said, look, you ain't got to go to school. If you that's what you you're trying to do. But he said, but you can't sit around here. He said, you ain't going to sit around here. You leave when school start, and you come back when school over. You ain't sitting around the house. That's what my granddaddy told me. Because I didn't want to go to school. I was one of those. I got caught up early. We from the streets. We was outside. Thank God that a minister saw enough in me to take me and show me different things. But I didn't start out like that. I was on my way out. But the one thing I remember my granddaddy told me, he said, okay, if you don't want to go to school, okay. But you better get out of here at 7 in the morning. You better get out this house, and you can come back after 3 p.m. And some days I would walk around all day. Supposed to be in middle school. I was going to Webster Middle School. I was walking around all day till I got so good at walking around, I could tell what time it was according to the sun. I could look up at the sun and tell it was noon. I could look at the sun and tell when it was 3 o'clock, and then I started my way back to the house. Thank God it was somebody that didn't know me, that didn't, nothing biological. They came along, was like, hey, I'm going to help. That's why I'm big on helping people. Because it took somebody to see in me what I didn't see in myself. And the rest is history. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to go to Neenah, Wisconsin, where they say that there's something funny going on with an officer down there that got caught. Got caught with some pornography. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember
syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. Once again, that's truthcommunitycleanup.com. To clean and beautify our city together, the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Also, Truth Nation, the Gruber Law Offices, the Analysis Live is back, and it takes place Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets are selling fast, so get your tickets at taliveshow.com. That's taliveshow.com. Join the Nastis Antetokounmpo for a live show with special guests Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, and look, they got some surprise guests coming in. We don't know who it is. Kyle Wallace tried to tease it. He said there's going to be some surprise guests. Hey, look, once again, get your tickets at taliveshow.com. There will also be free food and drinks. Should be a great time. Once again, that's taliveshow.com to get your tickets now for the Analysis Live. That's Saturday at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Hey, it sounded like I want to know who the special guest is. I may not even be able to get to it. But hey, I want to come. It's gonna be powerful. Get your tickets. But we got to go over to Neenah, Wisconsin, where once again another police officer was busted with child pornography. We got some video. We got some audio on this. If you're watching it live on YouTube and social media, let's listen.
A Neenah police officer lost his job and then was arrested. Owen Halls is facing two counts of possessing child pornography. The Neenah police chief says Halls is no longer on the force he joined in March of last year. An internet tip came through investigators in the Kaukauna Police Department, who then contacted their colleagues in Neenah.
Hey, they said the tip came in. He was bragging on it or something. But see, this is what I'm saying. This is why we got to be careful. This is why we got to make sure that we keep our head on the swivel, because these guys, you know, it's people of all, no matter where they at. Some folks, it don't matter if they politicians, police officers, regular civilians. It's just a growing trend that's making me sick to my stomach that a lot of these people getting busted with this child pornography. Owen Walls, the officer, everybody got that thirst for these kids, and every day they busting folks. Thank God. Thank God they're getting caught. And then they got all this child pornography. Where the kids at that was on the video? Who was the kids? Who they belong to? So many questions run through my mind when they got all of this abundance of this type of material. But we never hear, like, you know, if where the kids rescued or what happened with the kids or, you know what I mean? Who, what production company, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's underground. They try to do it underground and they try to make it. But then when they get it into the, you know, I guess the dark web, I guess. I guess you can do a lot on the dark web. With all this technology, it's still a dark web out here. How come they ain't got enough technology to trace the dark web? Hey. Well, I want to talk about this, too, because we started the show about talking about Coca-Cola and how they're having a recall in Illinois and Wisconsin. There's a recall. The FDA recalls canned Coca-Cola sold in Illinois and Wisconsin over contamination. We talked about that. I read some of the codes. Y'all better check to see if y'all got a case. They're saying that the 864 12 packs recalled were sold in Illinois and Wisconsin, and they got the UPC of 049000006346, and then another UPC of 049000002028904, and the date code of September 29, 25 MDA. But we talked about that at the top of the show, but guess what I seen? There was a man that's accused right here in Wisconsin that was accused of putting super glue in the co-worker's soda. They saying a vendor working at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds is accused of putting super glue in his co-worker's soda. Who would do something like this, DJ? He's trying to glue his esophagus together. We got video of this. We got some video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
First here at 6 o'clock, a Milwaukee man charged, accused of putting super glue in his co-worker's drink.
Yeah, so this act was all caught on camera. 12 News' Hannah Hilliard live at Wisconsin State Fair Park tonight. And Hannah, that's where investigators say this crime took place.
Right, Blake, adding to the strangeness of this case, a vendor who had an office here at the Wisconsin State Fair Park accused of spiking his co-worker's soda with super glue.
Caught in the act, investigators say this photo shows 34-year-old Joseph Ross slipping super glue his co-worker's Coca-Cola can. Wisconsin State Fair Park police learning of the incident while patrolling the Expo Center, a vendor on the fairgrounds stopping the officers to tell her story. According to the criminal complaint, she says earlier in the month she, quote, became ill after noticing her drinks had a strong chemical smell and taste. So she set up a camera below her work computer on March 20th at 9:23 a.m. By 9:52 a.m., that camera capturing this image, confirming her suspicions. Ross admitting to investigators he placed a supplement in his co-worker's drink. 12 News legal expert Craig Maschinchuno.
The way I'm reading that is that it was an attempt to deceive the investigators while making an admission.
Investigators executed a search warrant looking for the supplement, finding instead these gloves and this Gorilla super glue in a trash can near Ross and the victim's office.
Your biggest takeaway from this criminal complaint?
Unusual, and I'm in the nothing is ever unusual business. You don't see this a lot.
Oh, wow.
What makes it unusual?
Well, this is a statute that is not typically charged because there's not a lot of instances where police or the authorities catch somebody putting something in someone's drink.
Ross is charged with placing foreign objects in edibles. He's in custody on a $10,000 bond.
Yeah, Hannah, you certainly don't see this often. The big question here, though, is why?
So, Blake, the criminal complaint did not mention any sort of motive for Ross, but we do know that he is no longer allowed here on the fairgrounds property. The State Fair Police issuing a no trespass order against him.
All right. Well, hey, look, I'll say this. Don't never leave your drink open nowhere. That's rule number one. If you're going to set your drink down and walk away, you might as well throw it in the garbage. If you take your eyes off your drink and you leave and there's people around or somebody could actually get to it, throw it away. You don't want it. You must don't want it. And then if you open up a water and you don't crack the seal, or you open up something and the seal is already cracked, that's don't drink it. Because it could be something in it. That's what I was taught. With coworkers like this, like you thinking that, okay, you're in a safe environment and somebody plotting on you. DJ Brother Z, like, have you ever got into it or somebody didn't like you at work? Now you got to watch your back. Because they might put some super glue in your snacks. Now, what's funny about what's not, well, it's not funny, but what was the coincidence of this situation is that the Coca-Cola, it was in the Coca-Cola. So what if it was the contaminated Coca-Cola that they recalling? Hey, it had the super glue and the contamination in it. That's a lot going on. Also, we had Mr. Locke in the studio. Mr. Locke was in the studio. Mr. Locke was the one that came in with attorney B. Ivy Lamar the other day, and he filed a lawsuit against the police department, the Racine Police Department, for almost where he felt like inhumane treatment, and where he was basically sitting out for 3 hours asking for medical attention for 3 hours naked, sitting out on the side of the road naked after he needed medical attention, and they refused on video for him to have that medical attention. I guess we have a news article on that. He was in the studio with attorney B.I.V. Lamar yesterday? They was in the studio. So we got some video of this. Let's listen.
Tonight at 5, right now, a Racine man suing police saying they violated his civil rights while he was in custody.
Now, this man says it happened on a hot summer day last July when police were taking him from Frederick Hospital to the Racine jail.
Tony Saria Sandlin joining us now live from the federal courthouse in Milwaukee. Saria, high-profile civil rights attorney taking on this case.
Blake, Deanna, Adam Locke hired a prominent civil rights attorney, B. Ivory Lamar. Locke says he is still suffering physically and mentally from what happened last July.
Officer?
Yeah.
You can go as fast as you need to because I can't breathe or I don't have any air.
This call for help seen on body camera video provided by Adam Locke's attorney, a portion of a three-hour ordeal involving three Racine police officers in the back of a police van on July 14th, 2024.
Officer.
Yeah.
There's no air back here. I can't breathe. Try to turn the air up again.
Locke was en route to the Racine County Jail from Frederick Hospital. 2 weeks earlier, prosecutors say he robbed a Family Dollar in Racine and took off. During a chase, he crashed, resulting in serious injuries. He spoke Wednesday about why he was being treated at Frederick.
I suffer numerous lacerations on my kidney, my liver. I had a collapsed lung.
After being cleared from the hospital, the lawsuit alleges Locke became ill during the transport. It says he lost consciousness. Officers pulled over once, then a second time, setting off a chain of events during 90-degree heat.
You can see on the videos, my conditions just started to deteriorate. It was just so hot. I struggled to breathe. I couldn't move.
He laid me on the ground or something bad.
Attorney B. Ivory Lamar says this video shows deliberate indifference and cruel and unusual punishment.
She treated him like cargo, as if it was just important to get one package from point A to point B. It doesn't matter as to why he's under the custody of the Racine Police Department. He's still entitled to constitutional rights, which we believe are violated.
Now, Saria, this is not the only lawsuit Lamar filed on behalf of Locke.
Blake, Lamar also filed a lawsuit against the city for failing to comply with open record laws. He says the city withheld critical information by not releasing the names of the officers involved in that transport. Now, I reached out to the city of Racine city attorney. They told me they just received the lawsuits. They are still reviewing the case.
Hey, look, hey, he was just in the studio in a wheelchair, you know, couldn't even stand up. But once again, we'll keep an eye on this situation, this lawsuit. I'm sure Mr. Locke and attorney B. Ivy Lamar will keep us updated right here on the Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
At Great Impressions Graphics and Printing, they have been proudly serving the community for over 26 years from their location at the corner of 54th and Burleigh in Milwaukee. Their dedication to quality and customer satisfaction has made them a trusted name in printing and design. They offer a wide range of services, including banners, posters, yard signs, business cards, programs, and postcards. Plus, they specialize in custom apparel printing, perfect for family reunions, sport outings, business promotions, and more. For your next project, visit greatimpressions.com. That's greatimpressions.com. Great Impressions, we are here when you need us. Joining me on the lines is advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Hey, we had a great conversation. Kenyatta Williams was in here talking about recovery when it comes to dealing with addiction in our community.
Okay. Powerful.
It was powerful. It was powerful. Also, we started the show talking about self-care as we always do, and I always like to throw that out there for you because today the self-care topic was personal hygiene.
Absolutely. That's key. I think in this day and time, I mean, in the community, like, we're real big on hygiene. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's one thing that we can say, that we're real big on hygiene,
right.
Washing our bodies and our meat. We wash our meat. We
right.
wash our rice. You understand
hey,
what I'm saying? Like,
our vegetables.
We wash our dog. We washing everything. We wash our car. You know what I'm saying? We're going to wash it. You know what I'm saying? Like. So, like, hygiene, you know, is definitely a key part on the to complete the cycle of wellness. You know, it starts with keeping your body clean, you know.
And it makes you feel better, too.
When
you clean, the house clean, you know. You get
clean
clarity.
Seats, look here, right. The world changed. Hey, look. I promise you, when everything is decluttered, then you able to, you know, relax like you're supposed to, have a peace of mind. Usually when your life is in chaos, usually you can tell because your car is cluttered, the house is cluttered, you know what I'm saying? Like, because your mind is cluttered. You're
right.
Unable to, you know, unclutter your life because you got clutter everywhere, and at some point you need to, you know, address that. And people don't understand that a lot of times, you know, when it comes to addiction, is due to unhealed traumas, whether it be childhood, adulthood, or just, you know, life, and especially being Black in America, of the repair that we've never received, the restoration, you know, that is well deserved in our community. But when we talk about hygiene, it's key to how you start your day. You know, it goes right into there, how much rest you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't know about nobody else, but when my house clean, look, I can be comatose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely going to get 8+ hours of sleep when everything is where it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Because that's, it gives you a sense of peace, you know? So when we talking about health, and again, you know, we coming into the end of the month, and
right.
I'll just say that health is a lifestyle, you know, and we're learning now in 2025 that health is wealth.
Right.
Like,
if you ain't never
wealthy,
learned it before.
Come on.
Hey.
Today is the day. You know what I'm saying? It means nothing to have monetarily money when your health messed up. You ain't going to be able to spend it. You know, the reality of longevity, of living a great life is to have, you know, good health. And a lot of times, you know, we've been programmed to believe that chase the bag. and to the bag lead you into, you know, a hospital because now your body done broke down and your bag done disappeared to the pharmaceutical company because you need to have a pill to wake up, a pill to go to sleep, a pill to function, a pill to eat. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is everything that we truly need is really free. You just have to understand that the cost of health is you producing the time that you need to produce into self. It's right. About the self-care, the time that you take, you know, to recognize what health looks like for you, because it can be different for me and you. You right. know, we do a lot of things the same, but some things can be different due to, you know, your beliefs or, you know, whatever your medical issues, if you have any, versus mine. You know, the main idea, again, like you stated, is, you know, cleanliness and every aspect of your life will lead you to a better balance lifestyle. And like I said, it's a lifestyle.
Right.
It's not a fad. You want to make this a part of your life and you want to pass it on to your children because that's what longevity looks like. You know, we've been, the cycles that we've been passing on is, you know, cancer and high blood pressure and
diabetes.
And when you really, when you go to looking into it, Tori, it's not hereditary. You understand what I'm saying? It's the poor life choices that you make because we're now in the advancement of everything from fast food to quickly processed drinks to recessed sugars to red 40 dye. And you know what I'm saying? When you think about all the things that the world has given us that's supposed to save us time, it's saving us what we believe is the physical time, but it's taking years off your life. You know what I'm saying? So in the end, you're really coming up short. The reality is that, you know, this is a pivotal time for us to get back in tune and go to thinking about growing our food so we know where it's coming from, you know.
Also,
getting the reality. Go ahead, Ken.
No, you can finish because I was going to say something. I was going to move into another.
Oh, just subject. I mean, just to wrap it up, it's like, you know, it all run full circle, you know.
Well, today we had the New York Times stop through to take pictures while I was in the studio, and I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be interesting to see what the New York Times is, you know, because they asked me about my life. They talked about the things I do in the community. They talked about a lot of different areas of my life, political, community, just, I mean, oh my goodness. So they came in today and just kind of just okay. hung out and took pictures. So it was just kind of crazy to have that happen while I was trying to do the show. And then I'll say this, you know, it's, you know, you think that you don't get a little nervous sometimes. I usually have nerves of steel, but they saying I was a little tight and people start walking by the window talking about what's going on. You don't wear suits on the air. I said, no, I don't. Omar
stopped by. Hey, it was looking a little suspicious.
Omar stopped by and said, hey, you don't wear suits. I said, you know I don't, Truth Nation, know I don't put on a suit all the time.
Hey, Omar, thank you for paying attention. You know what I'm saying? But
why you trying to rat me out like that?
Hey, it's unnormal. So right. people got to check on you. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, Curry Lowe, you know, again, but like, you're evolving. You know, it's certain things in life that you have to get ready because things are evolving, you know, and that's a beautiful thing that New York Times, they should have been came to see, you know. This is the cycle of the real, you know, the people that's really doing the work. The people who ain't styling and profiling in suits because they busy getting dirty and doing the real work, you know what I'm saying? But I think salute to them from coming out and talking to the real, because we need to know what the real people do. It's time to put the real people on, you know, not the Hollywood fake it till you make it. I'm going to talk slick and I don't have no results in my bag. You know, I'm just telling you what you want to hear. It's like it's over for that, you know. So salute to the New York Times because they really don't understand the depth of what they did today. But that's pivotal because it's time for us to set the example for the next generations on what the real men and women need to do to change our community one day at a time. And like I said, you know, ain't nothing like a real black man who really out here doing the work for his community, for his children, for his people, and generations to come. So salute and congratulations on that. It was a long time coming. It's just the beginning, though.
And also, I'm, you know, somebody in the chat, this is, listen what they said to me in the chat. 5027 says, Tory went and got the old school I'll Be Sure fade cut with the natty curls. Look good, though. Logo looking good with the new look. Been a while since I tuned in. Look at this. Look at this. Somebody
hey,
look at this.
That's a compliment. Hey, salute. You know, you got the Al B because you sure. Hey, but hey, you got the Al B because you sure. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what you're doing. Like, hey, salute to that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
However, it's the 2025 Tory Lowe for show fade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you.
I was gonna add a part. I was gonna add a part down the middle. I was gonna do the Big Daddy Kane with the part in the middle.
Hey, you
like it ain't no half step.
Ain't
no half step.
Hey, change your mind, change your life. It's your choice. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you gonna roll with, as long as you continue to do the work, I support that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
ain't no half step. And I was gonna do the line and the eyebrow. Look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On that 1942, I got my 101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Elizabeth Brown. Hey, look, anything we missed that you wanted to say today?
Nothing. Get outside. Try to get in nature. Walk. It's beautiful outside. Take a walk at the lake or, you know, go walk in some woods or something. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a Friday. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people done got paid. You know what I'm saying? Save your money. Get out in nature, you know what I'm saying? If you can, breathe deep, you know. Declutter your life, you know what I'm saying? Get right in the mind, in the body, and then the spirit and everything else going to follow. So, I mean, that's it. That's all.
Free your mind and the rest to follow.
Absolutely. Allow it to flow, you know what I'm saying? Like water. Everything going to be all right. And just, you know, continue to know that, you know, it's a lifestyle and it's okay not to be okay. Just put in the plan. Put in the work today so tomorrow it looks different. That's it.
Hey, tomorrow will be
Friday.
More powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll say this, you know, like I said, this is why we have these great conversations, to try to get people the resources and get the mind frame that we have to battle what we're up against. And that's why it's a
absolutely
powerful time that we have a show where it's community driven.
Yes.
And we can talk about the real issues in our neighborhoods and how can we move forward. It's powerful.
It's absolutely powerful, you know, and salute to you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, like, to have the nerves, that's how you know that it's real. That's how you know that you're doing something that you're passionate about, because when you get, you know, those nerves, that's just, you know, you're preparing yourself for the next level. And what's so powerful about you having those nerves is you don't allow it to hold you back. You push through it regardless. And great things, it's coming your way. So salute to you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for allowing, you know, our community to have these conversations. And like we said, we got a lot of work to do. And who better than me and you to continue to forge forward? You know what I'm saying? So salute, happy Friday. I love y'all. And let's enjoy the weekend so we can come back Monday full.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual. Wow, Elizabeth Brown, we got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. Salute, King.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toya Love from Waterfall Green. Don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right, chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Look, the chat went crazy this week. Hey, salute to everybody that added to the contacts, called in, talked the text, everything. You look, y'all have a fun, safe weekend. Y'all be safe. And I can't wait to get back with you Monday. Look, let me tell you something. Right now, it's never been a better time to tap into what's going on the front lines. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Go on and put your hands up. In times it's hard you stand up. L-U-P the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they